On now to the business of advertising, where most commercials are designed to make a product appealing, but Slate ad critic Seth Stevenson found a new series of spots that try to make you feel stupid if you try a certain product.
Back in my day, anti-smoking propaganda wasn't very sophisticated. I recall one ad that showed kids dancing the twist. In the course of this dancing, they ground out cigarette butts with the soles of their shoes. Even in fourth grade, I was aware that this was lame. Thankfully, for those who favor non-emphysemic teenagers, those days are over. The anti-smoking lobby has gotten hipper. Just look at this new set of spots from the Truth campaign.
If you don't like it tough, it's fair enough.
This episode is based on a 1979 Big Tobacco brainstorm session.
The spots are designed to look like a tired old TV sitcom. A group of tobacco company suits sits around a table, plotting ways to hook kids on nicotine. Here they are talking about how to make chewing tobacco appeal to the under 12 set.
We could surround the tobacco itself with a sugar coating. Sugar coating, like a tobacco gumball.
If you watch these ads on the campaign's website, fairenough.com, the video is accompanied by snippets from real tobacco company memos where these ideas were discussed. A second spot shows the same hopelessly unhip executives discussing how to make cigarettes more appealing.
The image of tobacco should be cooler and more youthful. Any ideas? Let's focus on targeting trend-setting hipsters.
What's most interesting about these spots is their underlying strategy. The ads aren't saying, "Hey kids, don't smoke. It gives you cancer, it makes your breath stink, and you'll have to talk through that buzzy voice box thing because you'll have no larynx." Instead, these new ads seem to say, "Hey kids, tobacco companies are evil, and you're a tool if you get duped by their manipulative marketing techniques. Do you want to be a tool, kids?" This tack feels right to me, for in the end, what does the teen fear most? Is it bad breath? Is it dying? No, and dying's further down the list than bad breath. In fact, the ultimate adolescent nightmare is to appear in any way unsavvy, like an out-of-it rookie who doesn't know the score. These Fair Enough ads isolate and prey on that insecurity, and they do a great job. Rather than serving up yet more boring evidence that smoking is deadly, the ads move on to the much more satisfying step, kicking big tobacco in the groin.
With a properly coordinated marketing effort, we could be trendy by next fiscal year.
I give this campaign a B+. A recent study suggests the Truth campaign is directly responsible for stopping about 300,000 teens from smoking. That's the good news. The bad news is that the funding's running out. The American Legacy Foundation received its last payment of $300 million from the 1998 tobacco settlement in March 2003. With no new big influx of money, the Truth campaign might stop making and airing smart, effective spots like these.
Opinion from Seth Stevenson, who writes the Ad Report Card column for Slate.